This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Experts call for urgent, accessible, grant-based climate finance to support mountain communities in Sagarmatha Sambad. The 3 days event concluding today. 3 bills to be presented in House of Representatives meeting today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses need for correct ideological foundation for genuine leftist unity. And Hamas proposes releasing some hostages in fresh talks after new Israel offensive. Now the news in detail. Thematic plenary sessions were held yesterday on the second day of the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder forum for dialogue on climate action in Kathmandu. Speaking at a session on risk and assessment of mountain region on the second day, experts have warned that the mountain region is at greater risk due to climate change. They emphasized that without proper mitigation measures, the region's residents will face increasing dangers. Dr. Tao Wang, director of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, highlighted that the Himalayas are disproportionately affected by global warming. Dr. Simon Allen, senior research fellow at the University of Zurich, stressed the importance of building local capacity to address climate impacts. Emily Mark, a senior geoscientist from BGG Engineering Incorporated, Canada, noted that climate change will disrupt environmental systems and development. Similarly, Rajiv Shaw, a professor from Keio University in Japan, called for collaboration at all levels, local to global, to tackle these pressing challenges. Similarly, during the Sagarmatha Sambad's another parallel session on addressing loss and damage in the mountains, experts and advocates underscored the urgent need for accessible grant-based financing to help rebuild livelihoods, preserve biodiversity, and address the economic and cultural losses experienced by mountain communities. Likewise, speakers of a session on powering the future, harnessing clean energy organized as part of the ongoing Sagarmatha Sambad, argued that enhanced use of clean energy was imperative to boost electricity production and promote export of clean energy. Nepal launched the first ever 3-day Sagarmatha Sambad on Friday with a powerful call for urgent global climate action and enhanced international cooperation to address escalating climate crisis, particularly in fragile mountain ecosystems. The forum, named after Mount Everest, locally known as Sagarmatha, with the theme of Climate Change, Mountains and Future of Humanity, will conclude today. 3 bills are to be presented today in the meeting of the House of Representatives. As per the agenda, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey is likely to present both proposals on Nepal Aviation Services Authority Bill 2081 and Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal Bill 2081 to the concerned committee for clause-wise discussions. Similarly, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant will present a proposal to discuss the Dasharath Chand University of Health Sciences Bill 2080 that originated in the National Assembly along with the report of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee. According to the information shared by the General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Padma Prasad Pandey, along with the discussion on this bill, there is an agenda to endorse it as well. The meeting will convene at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister and Chairperson of CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, has stressed the need for correct ideological foundation for genuine leftist unity. Speaking at a program at Balku in Kathmandu yesterday to commemorate late UML leaders Madan Bhandari and Jibraj Ashwit, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that unity should be based on shared values, not just a symbolic coming together. He noted that those who have strayed in various directions cannot be brought together under a leftist agenda without alignment on core ideas. The Prime Minister highlighted that people's multi-party democracy, introduced by later leader Bhandari, has been institutionalized as national policy across political, economic, social and human rights sectors. Various programs were organized across the country yesterday to commemorate the 32nd date anniversary of Nepal Communist Party UML leader Dio Madan Bhandari and Jeevraj Ashrit. Leader Bhandari and Ashrit were killed in a road accident at Dastunga in Chitwan on 3rd of Nepali month Jaistha in 2050 Bikram Sambat. Parliamentary Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan, Ikuena Akiko, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only yesterday. Akiko, who is currently in Nepal to participate in the ongoing Sagarmatha Sambad, held a courtesy meeting with Prime Minister at the latter's official residence in Balwatar. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli extended gratitude to the visiting Parliamentary Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs for participating in the Sagarmatha Sambad representing the Japanese government. Furthermore, the Prime Minister said that Japan's experiences in the areas of building disaster-resilient buildings, constructing adaptive infrastructures and environmental sustainability could be useful for Nepal. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has approved the Nepal Palliative Care National Strategy 2025-2035 aimed at providing care and treatment for patients with life-limiting conditions. According to the Ministry's Secretariat, the strategy is designed to prepare both government and non-government health institutions to provide palliative care for patients suffering from long-term life-threatening conditions such as cancer, heart disease, lung disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and kidney disorders. This strategy also outlines plans to build capacity and enhance the skills of healthcare providers at all levels. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Shai Thakuri and Qatari Foreign Minister's Special Envoy on Climate Change and Sustainability, Badr Omar Ismail Al-Dafar, held a meeting yesterday. According to the Forest Ministry, the meeting took place between Minister Shai and Qatari Foreign Minister's Special Envoy, who arrived Kathmandu to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad. On the occasion, Minister Shahi shared that long-term strategic partnership could be made between the two countries in the sector of forest and environment, technology transfer, pollution control and innovation. Similarly, the special envoy expressed gratitude towards Minister Shahi's proposal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has proposed releasing more hostages under a new Gaza ceasefire deal after new negotiations were held on Saturday in Doha of Qatar. The BBC quoted a Palestinian official as saying Hamas has agreed to release 9 hostages in exchange for a 60-day truce and Israel releasing Palestinian prisoners. The official said the new proposed deal would also allow the entry of 408 trucks a day and the evacuation of medical patients from Gaza. Israel, in turn, has demanded proof of life and detailed information about all remaining hostages. The talks began hours after Israel's military launched a major new offensive in the Gaza Strip. Strikes on Saturday hit towns in the north of Gaza, including Beit Lahia and the Jabalia refugee camp, as well as in the southern city of Khan Yunis, as said by the Hamas-run health ministry and civil defense forces. Aid agencies say Gaza's grievous humanitarian situation has also worsened as Israel has been blocking supplies of food and other aid from entering the territory for 10 weeks. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Kandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of rest of the province. There are also chances of light rainfall with snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Madhes province, along with the Tarai region of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Experts call for urgent, accessible, grant-based climate finance to support mountain communities in Sagarmatha Sambad, the 3 days event concluding today. 3 bills to be presented in House of Representatives meeting today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses need for correct ideological foundation for genuine leftist unity. And Hamas proposes releasing some hostages in fresh talks after new Israel offensive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.